We begin a series of conversations now with musicians who will be hosting workshops during the June 28th, 29th, and 30th Romp Fest in Owensboro. Today we speak with CJ Kane, who picked up the guitar when he was 14 to learn to play rock. But at 16, he went to a bluegrass festival, and he's been picking ever since. Today he plays for Lexington bluegrass band Newtown. Rose Kristen Presson spoke with Kane about musical genres, festivals, and powerhouses.
Who were some of the people that influenced you?
The first people I saw play was the Seldom Scene that really, like, interests me. And Chris Eldridge was playing lead guitar, which typically, like, the Scene traditionally didn't really have much of a lead guitar presence, but he's still today, like, my probably top three favorite guitar players. Got into Tony Rice, saw him a few months later after seeing the Seldom Scene. It was kind of all she wrote after that.
Whenever you decided you wanted to play, did you think that you would become part of a bluegrass band, or were you just wanting to play?
Once I saw the Scene and Tony and all those guys, I was kind of over the rock and roll scene. I kind of got really infatuated with acoustic and bluegrass. You know, at the time, like, that's almost all I listened to. Now, not so much. I don't really listen to bluegrass.
Well, what do you listen to?
Very often. I listen to the band Leave on Helm. I just really got into the idea of, like, there wasn't a whole lot of flashy solos. Mainly it was just like a collective sound. You know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. I think that gets lost sometimes in bluegrass. There's so many guys that can just wail on their instrument. But just putting five awesome musicians together doesn't always mean that you're going to get a good band out of it. I just really like the way they looked at music. Like, Leave on Helm was mainly his groove, like in his rhythmic and timing and things like that that he did, that he established for his group. Really likened it to, like, Tony Rice in the bluegrass world. Tony's main stamp on the guitar to me is what he did rhythmically and, like, with how he drove the band and the groove of it. And, like, Leave on was kind of the same way. I've been sleeping on a hard, hard bed, waking up in a cold, cold sweat. I can feel a high-pitched fever running through my head. So I looked at Newtown's calendar for the summer, and it looks like you guys are doing a lot of festivals. Uh-huh.
Do you guys normally do that in the summertime?
Yeah, that's a big staple as of right now. We're really trying to get to more places like Romp, where it's not just a bluegrass festival, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Romp has a traditional base, but I mean, you got all kinds of bands there, you know, the Punch Brothers and the Chocolate Drops. And I always enjoy it when we are the most traditional band at a bluegrass festival as opposed to the most out there kind of band. I think it's fun to kind of reverse the role.
What I really like about festivals is that you get to kind of see the community within the genre, like not just festival goers, but performers kind of sitting around picking and jamming and stuff. Do you see that as a performer yourself?
One of the first festivals that I actually saw that, it was a place out in Colorado called Rocky Grass. They have an academy there, and the teachers are typically like the performers on the weekend. So they're hanging out like all week. Everybody gets kind of an opportunity to get like an up-close jam experience with some of the like top players.
Mm-hmm.
I know I met like Sarah Jarosz out there and Sam Grisman, Dominic Leslie. I mean, there's been so many good players, you know, at the top of the game. To see what they've done since then, it's been pretty amazing.
If you could jam or pick with anyone, who would it be?
Especially since I've gotten into like songwriting, I would probably consider, like, maybe John Prine, even though he's not really a known guitar player. I'd just like to try to write a tune. Mm-hmm. I've always been a big fan of him.
C.J. Kane will be giving a guitar workshop on Saturday, June 30th at Romp in Owensboro. For a complete workshop schedule, festival lineup, tickets, and more, visit WKMS.org. Next week, we speak with T. Martin Stamm about playing the bass.